Welcome to the Vertical Shift Podcast, where we engage in candid conversation about life topics and real issues from a Christian perspective. I'm Justin.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Tommy.
All right, let's get this thing started, guys.
All right. How's it going, guys?
Good.
It's a good week. Good week for y'all?
Yeah.
That's always busy, but yeah, good week.
Always busy. It is always busy. Well, I tell you, we've been talking about our stories, and be honest, I'm glad, a little glad mine's over. It's tough talking about that stuff, but today the spotlight is on my friend Justin, just Justin, because he didn't pay $49.95.
He did not pay $49.95,
and it wouldn't sound good. It'd be like Jim.
Well, Sir Justin
Zajimp.
Zajimp
doesn't go.
No,
that's true.
So anyway, Justin, we want to talk about your story, which we talked in our very first episode just about how different our stories are, but how interesting. I mean, I think they're interesting, and I think yours is really interesting.
So I mean, Justin, it's not that interesting, but
I'm just kidding.
So Justin, you grew up, your dad was in the Navy? Yeah.
Dad was in the Navy.
So Navy brat.
Navy brat.
And that's like a good thing to say. Like,
it's an accepted thing to say.
It's not meant as derogatory.
Yeah, no. I don't know who started it and if it was meant to be.
Feels a little bit like it could be a derogatory. Like, oh, you're a Navy brat. Like,
yeah, I mean, if you take out Navy, I don't think you'd call somebody a brat. So, I mean, I think. But it is accepted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, you know, I know a lot of people in the Navy move around. I'm assuming you guys moved around.
Yeah.
Kind of share your story a little bit about that. And, you know, what I think would be very interesting is just for people to hear how, you know, you started off in that and how that led to where, you know, your high school and college days. And
yeah. So I will say my parents definitely moved around a lot more. My brother moved around a lot more. By the time I came, I'm the baby. So, but moved around a good bit. So born in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Ooh,
so
fancy.
Yeah, Shout out to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
Myrtle Beach.
Palm trees. Yeah, I never understood the palm tree thing, the logo with the sun, but I'm sure there's a, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach, and stayed there with my grandparents just long enough for us to be able to go over to Italy because my dad was on the ship and he was headed, like stationed, going to Italy. So we were playing catch up. And so,
So you lived in Italy. Do you have any memories of living in Italy?
Man, vague, you know, some small memories, but then other stuff's like home videos with like the recorder you put on your shoulders. You know, that whole, video recorder thing. Like, we've got some home videos. Yeah,
speaking of memories, I feel like I have to apologize publicly that while I was in Myrtle Beach, I didn't get to go to your grandmother's house for you.
I told you.
I was going to do it, but
Is that an inside story? I don't know that story.
I went to Myrtle Beach for a missions conference, and it was close to where his grandmother lived. And so I was going to.
You forget a lot of things.
Swing by.
I'm gonna save Jeff. Don't really remember a whole lot, but you know, lived in Italy, then to Maine, and then to New Jersey, and then Texas, and then after Dad retired, we moved up here because you know there was an opportunity. So, a little bit of moving around, but the cool thing about that is got to really go through. Been here the longest, middle school, high school, college. And then adulthood. So most of the life spent here. Yeah.
So Justin, would you consider your childhood or your upbringing one centered around the gospel and things like that?
You know, so I grew up Catholic and, I'd say there was exposure to the things, right, of church and faith. I think I grew up not really understanding it. If you've ever been to, you know, a Catholic church and just the religion in general, I think it left me with a lot of questions as I was becoming an adult. It very much felt at times like it was like I had a works-based faith and probably saw God in a way that was more of a circumstantial God, right? Like if you mess up, he was going to let me know about it, right? And then even when things were good, well, then maybe I was doing the right things.
The disciplinarian God, yeah, that type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. Or I'll let you know when I need you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll come to you when things are bad, because then you're God and you can take care of it.
You can fix it real quick.
Yeah. And then if he doesn't, right, then you're like, I thought you were God.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. Hmm. That was my view on it, man. Yeah, and by the way, like that's not any fault of my parents or anything like that. Like, that's also just my own interest. Even as I was getting older, right? Sure. Like there was not an interest there to know more about it.
Which I really wish I knew you in high school and college.
Why?
Just because I hear these stories that you're about to hear, and I just can't imagine the Justin we know.
Yeah, but those stories, yeah, see, that probably would make me like I wouldn't be his friend.
What?
Weren't you in the band? Like, what I mean, the
Are
band.
Are you saying I could have been in your band?
No, no. I'm not saying the cool band. I'm not saying the cool band.
The rock band with the trumpet ear.
I'm just kidding.
No, I know.
So, do this for me, just so you weren't. You just said that, hey, I didn't care about those things. I wasn't looking for those things. What were you into? I mean, so let's get into that. So, what were some of your hobbies growing up when you're old enough to
tell
actually
us how cool you were?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, I always like to say that I was in the band, but I also played soccer. So there was a sport in there in high school.
Okay.
You know, and
soccer's cool.
Soccer is good. It's actually the only sport that brings countries together.
Tore my ACL playing soccer.
It's cooler in other nations.
It's like when we went to Colombia on that mission trip and Jeff told the guys down there in Spanish that his friend wanted to play and he was really good. And then I was wondering why I was running nonstop. And
dude, I was there. That's a whole, we got to write that down. We got to talk about that.
We'll come back to visit how the kindergartners were killing it.
Oh my goodness. I'm talking about like broke ankles. Anyway.
Sorry. So just push them.
Soccer player.
Mm-hmm. Played soccer, was in the band.
What instrument did you play in the band?
The trumpet. And I'll tell you, thinking about this, I was horrible, and I am horrible at reading music. And like, I had to play by ear, even though the trumpet only has three buttons.
There's two kind of trumpet players. There's a nerdy trumpet player and a cool trumpet player. Which one were you?
I was the $50 stud version of a trumpet player.
He has a certificate.
Certificate. It's called a diploma.
Yeah. You can't put stud in that the same category. So.
Yeah.
So you didn't have the little thing muffling in the end and, you know, like the jazz.
The mute, yeah.
Spit valve.
Yeah, mute. Yeah, spit valve mute, yeah.
Okay.
I know all the things.
All right, whatever.
And look, you can't mess with them because it wasn't just any band. It was the Mighty Band of the South.
This is true.
So the band here is well known.
You played at college?
No. Munford.
Oh, I thought the Mighty Band was University of Memphis. That's the Mighty Sound of the South.
Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah.
Different.
But I will say, in high school, though, that is where...
Was that your only hobbies?
Sometimes he combined them. I mean, he played soccer and the trumpet.
I mean, outside of, like, being a high schooler and hanging out with friends and all that stuff, I mean, you're busy with...
Did you play soccer in those shoes? I'm just, like...
My Chaka slides.
I just looked... Oh, that's what he likes to say, Chaka slides. Jeff,
all right, the truth is, guys, shoes. Justin is the youngest of the trio here, but he dresses the oldest. He has medical slippers on.
He acts the oldest.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you see an old guy with a members-only jacket, tell me you're not jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Okay.
No. Never.
I'm not jealous.
Well, this is staged.
I mean, he has, I think, a fanny pack in every different color of leather. Maybe that's a little exaggeration.
You have a fanny pack, too. You wore it on the mission trip.
Oh, you had to. Like, I was told to wear a fanny.
You don't have to.
Oh, no.
I didn't wear one.
So what you're saying, it was practical. Yes, that's why I have one as well.
I don't wear it out in the civilization. I mean,
all right. Anyway, sorry. So played the trumpet.
Yeah.
Played soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
No. I mean, I will say this though. Like,
he had friends.
I did in high school. It was cool because playing sports, being a band, doing like audiovisual stuff with the program that the school had, where like you made shows, did editing, all that stuff. Like, got to meet a bunch of different groups of people. So like, well rounded in like. Knowing folks in a bunch of different groups. And, you know, one of those things was, you know, that's where I met my wife, Erin. You know, we didn't date in high school, but I met her in high school.
Right? I wonder why.
I was just about to ask that question. Like, why? Were you, y'all knew each other in high school?
Yeah. And we were, honestly, we were just friends.
Just friends. Just friends, like, hung out, like, ate no, the same lunch table?
We had classes together. Oh. Like, we had some classes together, you know, like.
But you didn't hang classes. Out?
No. I mean, we had different friends, but.
So you weren't friends?
We were friends, okay. But okay. We had different friends we hung out with. Yeah.
Different friend groups.
Yeah.
Got it.
Friend groups. Thank you. Yeah. So, but no, it was a good time. But, you know, that's honestly, you know, talk about how it kind of shapes, you know, I will say there was an event, you know, when I was younger, about what, 15 maybe, you know, that kind of took place and really kind of had me questioning God, right? Like questioning, even though I wasn't pursuing him, it did have me question, was he real? Who is he? Where is he? And so that kind of like shaped the last half of high school for me, which then shaped going into college. So
do you think early on, you know, you talked about the Catholic upbringing and the disciplinarian view of God, that played into it, where certain events happened, then it brought your mind to God? Otherwise, when you were just living life, you weren't thinking about it.
Yeah. No, I think, right, as long as nothing, there's not an immediate consequence for actions, then I think you're safe to be like, well, things are good, you know, and then you kind of keep snowballing into doing the things you want to do. And then I do think, because I saw God in that way, when that happened, I think it's natural to then go, okay, one, what have I done for all this to happen? Or if you're God, why can't you fix it, right? Mm-hmm. And then go further down the rabbit hole where you go, well, if you are God, like, show me how this looks different, right? Like, where are you? Mm-hmm. Kind of questioning them like Job, right? Before there's the, you know, God speaking to Job and like, get ready to answer me like a man type scenario, you know? So,
yeah.
But yeah, that did shape a lot of it, and not having immediate answers. I wanted an answer, and I know God wanted surrender, and I was not willing to surrender. I just wanted him to show himself and make it better.
And were you thinking about God in the same way, like, or were you thinking about God as just some entity that's out there? I mean, where were you in that thought process?
I'd say agnostic, right? At best, it was, hey, if it is God, then show yourself, like, help me with this circumstance, life thing, whatever. But because I didn't see anything immediately, right? We want immediate actions. I was like, okay, well, it might not be God. There's probably something, cause I think I don't just die and then float around, or, you know, that's it, it's over, you know? So there's probably something. And so I'd say heavily agnostic and didn't want to believe that it was God. So.
Well, one of my favorite parts of your story, Justin, is, this first year of college. You know, let's talk about how
you were a scholar.
How driven.
Weren't you a scholar? I mean, he's a smart guy now.
On the back half.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wish I would have known him back then. Because just real quick, give the people your GPA after that first year.
Well, first I got to say I was really lost. Lost as can be.
Lost in which way? Lost in school?
Lost in all forms possible. Of the meaning.
Yeah. Super lost. I remember the day that I told my parents after that first semester in college, and I didn't know if I wanted to go to college. You know, friends were going. I'm like, well, I don't want to do military. I don't want to go straight into a job. Maybe I'll go to school. But I remember telling my parents that I made a 0.4.
Oh, wait, what?
0.4.
0.4.
No, I mean, wait, are we talking about 0?
0.
0.4.
Yeah.
0.4.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you didn't even make a 1.
Like 0.4.
Like, isn't
one
an F 1? And I mean, no, F is a 0, I guess.
Actually, the reason
you made
why
like
I got
a D minus.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Like, I went to, so when I realized, okay, I really got to like make a decision. I'm either going to go all in and finish school and take it serious, or I've got to quit and go do something. Right. And I remember I went to every single professor that I had that semester, and I'm like, hey, here's the situation. Didn't know if I want to go to college. I've had an epiphany. I do want to go. I do want to take it serious. What do I need to do to pass your class? All the professors but one was super gracious. And it was like a D or D minus or whatever in a government class, because I made like a really high grade on the last paper that was worth a lot of points. So it was enough to keep me from having a goose egg.
So when did that epiphany happen in that first year? Like towards the end of the...
Probably like middle, like tail end, like a little bit past halfway.
So what switched for you?
I think it was honestly just being like, man, I've really got to make a decision, you know? And they, again, you know, Tommy touched on this in his little season too, where, you know, you're just living for yourself. You're making decisions that are selfish, doing all these things. And so it was really about having, in my eyes, my mind, fun, right? And those things were only temporary, right? And then you kind of go like, man, you really can't do this for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Did you, so, I mean, I'm going to get back to this point four. And I don't mean to, like, I am totally not, if you knew Justin, you know how intelligent
this guy. That's what's funny about
that's what
it.
I'm saying, though. That's why I'm just so blown
that's
away
why I
about
to
this.
Bring it up.
So you had to retake some classes, right?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
What happened there?
Yeah, so.
It'd be a little awkward.
I had to retake some classes. And then there was one class in particular that he only offered it in the fall. And so fast forward, I call it that fall, that first, you know, semester. Well, fast forward a full year, I had to retake it, and the professor is going through roll call, and he gets to my name, and then he stops, like, before he goes on to the next one. He's like, Justin, do you have a brother that goes here about your age? And then at this time, like, I'm in a fraternity, and my fraternity brothers start cackling because they know the story. Because I even needed like a special kind of condition thing to get into the fraternity, like that I was going to make good grades, right? And I'm like, no, sir, that is me, and I took your class last fall, and I'm here to didn't do so well. I'm here to take it again and do better. And you know,
it wasn't like I liked you so much I wanted to come back.
Yeah, no, not at all. But like he looked at me, he kind of laughed a little bit, chuckled, and was like, man, I admire that.
I mean. If you would have had a regular name, you probably could have gotten away with it. But like a name like Pembroke, like that, right. You don't run across that name all
that's
the time.
True.
So that's, you know.
Yeah. I've always thought it was interesting that as good as he is with financial things.
Right, he has Broke.
Broke in his last name, yeah. That's interesting.
That was a nickname.
Oh,
Broke.
Yeah. So as long as I've known Justin the past 8 years here, he's always had a shaved head, but when I see pictures of him in college, describe your look to us, Justin. What kind of hairstyle do you have?
Right now, it's classy. Back then.
Right now, it's necessary.
Back then, somebody
would say. It goes good
with
his shoes.
It was Jersey Shore-ish with the hair spike.
Like a jerry curl? What
the gel.
Like? Yeah, okay.
Gelled up.
Spiked
a little,
hair.
Spiked, yeah.
Come on, man.
No, way better looking. Way better looking.
Justin had the double earrings too, didn't he?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Had studs. Stud.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Stud continues to our podcast.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, what was your style then, your dress style? Like, how did you dress?
He didn't wear those shoes.
I mean, nobody wears those shoes. But anyway, that's the difference.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, did you wear like baggy jeans?
No. So, it was more a preppy look.
Okay.
Yeah. It was
but
more
you had two earrings.
I did, yeah.
In both ears? Like,
yeah.
Can you still put an earring in?
No.
Is it closed up?
Yeah.
Would you ever let your kids have an earring?
No.
You wouldn't let them?
Absolutely not, no.
Okay.
Yeah. This is what's
cool
about.
What did your parents think?
Oh, are you kidding me, dude? My mom was like, what did you do to your face? She didn't even stick to the ear. She just said, what did I do to my face? Like that.
That is so
like,
mom.
Supposedly.
That is.
So I think it was my freshman year as well. I pierced my ears.
Yeah.
At Gulf Shores.
Yeah.
And I came home and my dad would not even look at me.
Yeah.
He wouldn't talk to me. And my mom was super upset.
Yeah.
And it went on for like a week and then I just took them out.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth it.
Here's something. So my brother pierced his ears. So I have a younger brother. Well, my younger brother had it way better than I did. Just want to say. he didn't experience a lot of stuff I did, but he pierced his ear one time and came home and I thought my dad was going to kill him.
Yeah.
My dad said, well, if that's all I got to worry about, then I'll be doing all right. I'm like, what? If it was me?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Well, back then, too, getting, at least for us, getting your ears pierced was like the equivalent of like rejecting your family.
Mm.
I don't know. It was just.
Yeah, but you're also older.
I am older.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's like the equivalent of like even back in the day when kids probably got caught smoking cigarettes.
Right.
All right. I'm going to share one thing. My kids know this. I had my tongue pierced.
What?
Yes, I did.
Dude. Wow. Was it when you were in the rock band?
No, before then.
Oh.
I was younger.
So that was like a path to entry.
You were probably the like the first one then. As old as you were. Like I'm going to start a new trend.
Yeah. My kids, I told my kids that. They're like, what? Oh, my goodness. You got your 10 years. And I'm like.
How long did you have it?
Oh, not long. Maybe like 6 months or so.
Did it hurt?
I mean, when it happened, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, the needle's so sharp. It's just like. Zoop.
Oh, that's so okay. Cool.
Anyway.
All right, yep. Back to Justin's story. Ooh, no, yeah. I'm just kidding. I can't do that.
Yeah, let's talk about Justin's story, though, because.
So college was a pivotal time in your life.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Huge.
Did you live on campus or off campus? I mean.
There's so many stories around that, too. Like, it was.
Well, tell us.
It was apartment in Raleigh.
Okay.
Two bedroom.
Raleigh used to be
three guys. No, this wasn't the.
He's not that old.
That's
right. Yeah. That's right.
It wasn't that.
I used to wish I could live in Raleigh, but anyway.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. It was sketchy. Like the brochure looked nice. The daytime visit was great. It was different when it got dark, and what I mean by that is just like, man, it was sketchy.
Don't go outside.
Yeah, and then you know, spend a time on campus in the fraternity house, and then even. Moved out to Piperton at one point with some fraternity brothers in a house. So yeah, it's kind of
wow. That's a long way away.
It is.
So yeah. Tell us, Justin, in the journey of college here, help us find the timeline. When did you and your now wife Erin, you guys met in high school, different friend circles, but now you're in college and you meet back up. So kind of walk us through how you guys reconnected and the importance of that relationship.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, it really started with hanging out with a group of friends, you know, and just kind of, you know, just doing basic stuff, right? Like hanging out, going to get coffee, going to movies, like all that stuff as a group. But I'll tell you, even before that, the Lord was working, man. I had cut out a lot of people in my life. You know, there was a season of being a little extra thick. And I'll tell you, I just knew I was unhealthy, right? From just
fluffy, like fluffy.
Fluffy was good.
So when you say thick,
yeah,
how thick were you?
I mean, so
almost.
How tall are you?
Short to be the amount of weight or the weight I was. So I'll tell you this: I was close to 300 pounds, and my kids even know this. And there's times that my middle son, like, will sit there and be like, "Well, yeah, well, you know, what if you get to be like." 300 pounds like dad was. And we're like, whoa, dude, like that's a low blow.
Do you have any pictures? Have they seen pictures of you?
I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
Now, have your kids seen those pictures?
Yeah, we've showed them. Okay. Yeah, they laugh.
Like, this is what happens when you eat too much?
Yeah. Oh, and in other decisions too. Right? Wow. So it wasn't just, but don't, you know, it was just bad. It was just bad habits.
God, I can't even imagine you that way. That's just so crazy.
But I will say, like, with all that, like, I knew I wasn't healthy. Physically, I wasn't healthy spiritually. And sure. So I really started going like, man, I just need to cut things out of my life. It wasn't like blaming anything or anybody. It was just like, man, I just need to do this. And so I go from that to like, you know, I'm going working out in the gym, like literally two times a day. I'd go in the morning and I'd go at night. And then
you're walking on campus and you're like,
no, at this point, I'm done.
Who's that hot dietitian over there?
No. At this point, I'm like nearing the end of college. Uh-huh. So like there was already about probably 6 months left. And then I would say in about a year's time, I go from that to like 180.
Wow.
And so dropped it big. And this is around the time where like I'm starting to kind of question a lot of things about God. And, you know, is this really all there is? Like you just kind of go to school or you get a job and then it's just kind of. You work and then you retire and then you die.
The whole purpose thing is really starting to hit
big on my mind.
So it wasn't until your senior year that you and Erin met? Or?
Well, my senior year, it meant I was a 5-year college student. I also changed majors.
He redshirted.
He took that government class twice.
Yeah.
I got you.
He redshirted.
So here's the thing. Yeah, but there's no scholarship money when you redshirt for just basic.
Well, I'm just saying.
College 5-year program.
I can't put it in context. I'm just saying that's a way to spend it good. I redshirted.
Yeah, I didn't get an NIL deal. Or
you probably could have. I mean, two hoops.
Yeah.
Well, gel in your hair.
And I'll tell you what's funny is... By the time I'm wrapping up my bachelor's, Erin's like halfway through an accelerated master's program. And so like it's because we're the same age. So
y'all were in school at the same time when you were making your point four. Did you have any interaction with Aaron then?
Yeah, we actually had a few classes together. I remember the math class we had together. And that was the one professor that just like could not care less about me coming and spilling my guts and saying like, hey, I'm going to do right. And here's my plan. Like I even sat across her desk and she like could not make the time of day. And she looked over at me after I get done telling her why, what's happening, what I plan to do. And she even like has to pick up this sheet of paper and like recall who it is that's in her office during this time slot. She's like, Mr. picks up the paper, Pembroke. I'm like, yes, ma'am. She's like, let me go ahead and tell you something. She's like, college isn't for everyone. I was like, oh, okay. Mm. So we've gone there. All right. You heard nothing I said. And so from that point on, like, yes, I'm in that math class and I'm sitting with some folks that I went to high school with. We all have the same math class. And like, it got so nitpicky that like, I was the guy like raising my hand in a math class to point out the word that she misspelled on the board. And then Aaron the whole time is like, can you please sit somewhere else?
I'm
like,
so she's annoyed with you.
Yeah. She's getting annoyed. I'm like, no, she's got to know. So yeah, we had a class together.
For the guy failing the class to correcting the teacher.
So then you, awesome. So when you
in English though, not math. I didn't know the math.
I mean, I'm not surprised by that. Now him calling out a misspelled word and stuff. I mean, right. I could see that. Yeah. He's a perfectionist. But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but I will say, like, what it taught me was, I also did finish well. Had to learn a lesson, right? Mm-hmm. Of like, hey, I had to be serious about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it did come easy when I put in the effort, right? But this is where I equate all of that to like, man, just not really knowing the Lord, kind of the purpose lost. Stuff, all that.
You said you were lost.
Yeah.
Completely lost in all areas.
Yeah. And so like that all starts to shape, you know, the purpose question, what's going on, like who is God? And that's that season where like, as college is coming to an end, like the purpose stuff was already there, but as college is coming to an end, I'm like, okay, I got to physically be in better health. I've got to spiritually really start to ask these questions that are on my mind and be serious about them and not just brush them off. And then really, really start to evaluate. And that was the start of some really cool stuff, that was taking place.
And like your point four ended as a 4 point.
Close, no, right? No, not. I mean, there was no physical way to get it to 4.0, but multiple dean's list.
Yeah,
you know, got the grades up, retook the classes.
Most right? improved student.
Yes.
Yeah.
In,
I like
but
it.
In all ways,
of Memphis,
and you know the fitness, the working out.
You lost 120 pounds.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, and I almost went into the military right after college, and that was the thing too. I remember going to the guy, the recruiter, and talking through options, and he was like, first of all, he's like, and he was so direct as you might expect. He was like, bro, you're gonna have to lose a lot of weight before anybody looks at you seriously. I'm like, all right, you know? And, so I did like along the way, I check in with him. He's like, dude, you're killing it. Like you've dropped X. And I'm like, man, I'm serious. You know?
That's incredible.
So
I can't imagine you in the military either.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Well, and what's funny, like before I go into all the other stuff about like Aaron and the Lord working and all that stuff, like what was funny is like my best friend from high school actually met with me or attempted to meet with me towards the end of college and was like, man, I just really want to share what the Lord's doing in my life and tried to share the gospel with me. And even then, even though I was searching in some way indirectly,
yeah,
I wanted nothing to do with what he was sharing. And I remember just being like, man, no, like, this, I thought we were just coming to have McAllister's and catch up.
Right.
And so even rejecting a best friend, but all
I'd
that
I'd like
changes.
To hear more about that, and that's pretty interesting.
I would love to hear about it right now, but we can't because it's time up for this episode. So tune back in to find out about Justin's story and how the Lord intervened and radically changed his life. Thanks for tuning in, guys.